Track 10, Introducing Children to Emergency Preparedness. On the last track, we discussed three focus areas for assessing children exposed to disaster or terrorism. These four focus areas were the child's behavior and emotion, the severity of the stressors, and coping. On this track, we will discuss helping parents handle two kinds of questions children may ask about emergency preparedness in an age-appropriate manner. These two kinds of questions are questions about safe rooms and questions about armed police and military personnel. As you are well aware, many of the new emergency preparedness measures that have sprung up since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 can be terrifying to children. I find that one useful way parents can frame discussions of imposing emergency preparedness techniques is to remind the child that these plans are some of the steps their parents, school, city, and government are taking to keep him or her safe. I encourage parents to tell their children that it is the job of all of these people to keep him or her safe, and that they are all doing their best. On the rest of this track, I will give examples of three kinds of questions children may ask regarding emergency preparedness, and conversations between children and parents that may be useful in addressing these questions. The first kind of question children may ask concerning emergency preparedness involves safe rooms at school. Steve, age 6, asked his mother, Louise, about a school drill, stating, "I don't want to go to the basement. Why can't our moms come and get us?" Louise invited further discussion by asking Steve what he had heard about going in the basement. Steve responded by saying, "I heard all the girls in my class talking about it. They said we were going into the basement and had to stay there, and you couldn't come." Louise then explained the purpose of the plan to go to the basement safe room in simple terms, telling Stephen that it was like another form of fire drills he was used to practicing. Stephen stated, "I don't care. I don't want to go there. I want you to come and get me. And they said you couldn't." In addressing Stephen's question, Louise observed that Stephen's underlying fear was of separation from her. Following guidelines we had discussed, Louise first acknowledged Stephen's fear by saying, "I can see how that could be scary." Louise then reassured Stephen that she would get there as soon as she could by stating calmly, "I will come as soon as the school says it's safe to take you home. They will call me on my phone when it's safe, and I will come right away." Third, Louise explained to Stephen that the basement safe room would not be a scary place to go. Louise stated, "Remember, you won't be down there in the basement by yourself. Your teacher and all kinds of kids in your class will go with you, because the basement is a safe place where everyone goes until their moms and dads can get there. All the kids from all the other classes will be there too. I think it might be kind of fun being there with all your friends." Finally, Louise offered reassurance about the small possibility of a real emergency. Louise stated, "I don't think you'll ever have to really use the safe room, but I'm sure it will be a good practice going down there one day just like you have the fire drills. You can ask your teacher more about it at school tomorrow and let me know what she says." To answer more of Stephen's specific questions, I also recommended that Louise look up the kid-oriented pages at www.fema.org/kids. A second kind of question children may ask concerning emergency preparedness concerns the presence of armed policemen during times of heightened threat. Jessica, age 7, became very frightened the first time she saw an armed policeman on the street and asked her mother Lily whether the policemen were going to use their guns on her. Clearly, the first task for Lily was to provide Jessica with factual information. Lily clearly and calmly stated, "No, they will not use their guns on us. Policemen carry those guns to protect us from any kind of danger." Jessica stated, "But I've never seen them before. Why are they here now?" Lily again provided factual information by saying, "They are here now because the situation in the world has changed. We are in a war, and when there is a war, we take extra precautions to make sure that there are no problems in the city or in the country. Putting extra policemen on the streets is just one thing the mayor and police department do to keep us safe." Jessica then asked, "What if somebody was going to do something bad to us?" Lily reassured Jessica by stating, "Well, that's why the policemen are here, to protect us. I don't think anything bad is going to happen. I haven't heard that anything bad is going to happen. But if I do, I'll let you know and we can talk about it. For the parents of a child over the age of 7, I recommend the following 2 steps to provide additional details. 1. Tell the child that there is a Department of Homeland Security created to protect the whole country. Explain that they tell your city what steps they think should be taken to keep everyone safe. 2. Wait to see how your child is processing this information. Then conclude by asking, "Does this answer your question? Or do you have some more things you'd like to talk about?" For a child over 10, I recommend that parents follow these same 2 steps, but substitute telling the child that the policemen and Department of Homeland Security are working hard to keep everyone as safe as they can. Think of a parent you are currently consulting regarding their child's stress reaction to emergency preparedness plans. Would playing this track in your next session be useful to him or her? On this track, we have discussed helping parents handle 2 kinds of questions children may ask about emergency preparedness in an age-appropriate manner. These 2 kinds of questions are questions about safe rooms and questions about armed police and military personnel. On the next track, we will discuss 3 differences among the different types of natural disasters, using the specific examples of hurricanes and earthquakes and how they affect children's psychological well-being. These 3 differences are predictability, duration, and scale of the disaster. We will also discuss 3 similarities common to all types of natural disasters, including cost and disruption, effect on families, and effects on children. Question 10. What are 2 kinds of questions children may ask about emergency preparedness?